you'll hear a young Arctic explorer called James Munro talking about his work. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
I feel very fortunate that at only 23 years old, I have already spent more than 18 weeks on an unsupported polar expedition, going from one side of Greenland to the other. I completed it last year together with Greg Hamilton. It was 2,198 kilometres, and it was actually the longest unsupported polar expedition in history. By unsupported, I mean that we pulled everything ourselves, without the help of any motorised vehicles or animals. The only help that we did have was from kites, which, when the wind conditions were good, pulled us along as we skied, dragging our sleds behind us. I can assure you that it was still very hard work. People often ask me what first interested me in polar exploration. I think they imagine that I come from a family of explorers or something like that, but in fact, I come from a pretty conventional family. In fact, my mum and dad were both architects, and neither of them were even particularly into sport. They often wonder where on earth I could have got it from. I was always very sporty and adored football from pretty much before I could walk. I did a lot of swimming and cycling too. I was about 15, I suppose, when I became hooked on adventurous activities. It all started when I discovered I got a particular kick out of kayaking. That took me on some amazing long expeditions, and I guess I haven't looked back since. Also, when I was about 15, I learnt about an expedition which has gripped my imagination and held my admiration ever since. This was the 1995 unsupported journey by Richard Weber and Misha Malakoff to the North Pole. The distance and technical difficulty of their expedition was enormous, and they kept going despite most so-called experts claiming they would fail. I love reading about other explorers. If I were to have a hero, it would undoubtedly be Fridtjof Nansen, the Norwegian explorer. He had great breadth, as is shown by the fact that he was also a diplomat and geologist. All in all, a quite remarkable man. Reading Nansen's biography taught me that the key thing all explorers need in harsh conditions is the ability to keep their mind under control. If they can't manage that, then they won't succeed, even if their body is in top physical condition. I'm often asked to give advice to would-be explorers, and I always say, you shouldn't just look at what has already been done and copy it, thinking it's the only way. Think of new challenges that you can attempt. In terms of gaining the necessary funding, don't spend months cold calling, but concentrate on networking. This is the only way to make the critical relationships which lead to big sums of funds.
Now you'll hear part two again.
I feel very fortunate that at only 23 years old, I have already spent more than 18 weeks on an unsupported polar expedition, going from one side of Greenland to the other. I completed it last year together with Greg Hamilton. It was 2,198 kilometres, and it was actually the longest unsupported polar expedition in history. By unsupported, I mean that we pulled everything ourselves, without the help of any motorised vehicles or animals. The only help that we did have was from kites, which, when the wind conditions were good, pulled us along as we skied, dragging our sleds behind us. I can assure you that it was still very hard work. People often ask me what first interested me in polar exploration. I think they imagine that I come from a family of explorers or something like that, but in fact, I come from a pretty conventional family. In fact, my mum and dad were both architects, and neither of them were even particularly into sport. They often wonder where on earth I could have got it from. I was always very sporty and adored football from pretty much before I could walk. I did a lot of swimming and cycling too. I was about 15, I suppose, when I became hooked on adventurous activities. It all started when I discovered I got a particular kick out of kayaking. That took me on some amazing long expeditions, and I guess I haven't looked back since. Also, when I was about 15, I learnt about an expedition which has gripped my imagination and held my admiration ever since. This was the 1995 unsupported journey by Richard Weber and Misha Malakoff to the North Pole. The distance and technical difficulty of their expedition was enormous, and they kept going despite most so-called experts claiming they would fail. I love reading about other explorers. If I were to have a hero, it would undoubtedly be Fridtjof Nansen, the Norwegian explorer. He had great breadth, as is shown by the fact that he was also a diplomat and geologist. All in all, a quite remarkable man. Reading Nansen's biography taught me that the key thing all explorers need in harsh conditions is the ability to keep their mind under control. If they can't manage that, then they won't succeed, even if their body is in top physical condition. I'm often asked to give advice to would-be explorers, and I always say, you shouldn't just look at what has already been done and copy it, thinking it's the only way. Think of new challenges that you can attempt. In terms of gaining the necessary funding, don't spend months cold calling, but concentrate on networking. This is the only way to make the critical relationships which lead to big sums of funds.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.